almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains.
Welcome back to Matt and Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to Arizona. You know, you can have the best intentions in the world, allocate money to the various states. Federal government does that all the time. But when you have the Sedition Caucus running a state, i.e. the Republican leadership, when you have Republicans running a state, they will take any money that you give them and use it against the interests of the United States. Arizona is an example. Under the COVID relief bills, several of them, the states got massive influx or influxes of money to spend on education, to spend as they saw fit. The presumption was that they would act rationally, that they would do it for the benefit of their citizens. We've already seen how they did not when it came to, for instance, unemployment comp. The federal government authorized a supplement to unemployment comp, but it had to be accepted by the states. And almost 20 states, all red states, didn't take it. They screwed their own people. They denied them this money, extra what, $400 a week? Their own people. Their own people, because that's what their donors wanted. And with the Medicaid money, the Affordable Care Act, they were all offered this money. Many of them, including Wisconsin, Scott Walker, turned it down, $1 billion. Would have put 70,000 more people with health care. And then what he did in a clumsy, stupid way, he thought, well, I'll put some of them on anyway, not all of them, but we'll do it with state tax dollars. So you paid twice. Be like you went in to buy a car, and let's say it was listed at $15,000, used car, good used car, and you paid for it, and you got title to it, and on the way out, guy goes, well, that title isn't good, you got to pay another $15,000. That's essentially what happened. You paid federal taxes. Every state got some of that back in Medicaid money. Scott Walker turned it down because he was running for president and wanted to be able to say he was a conservative. And then he gouged you out of your state taxes to do part of what could have been done with the federal money, not all of it. Do not trust Republicans with money. They will squander it. They may not steal it themselves, but they'll end up, make sure it ends up in the pockets of their donors. If you don't understand that, you're going to continue to vote to double your taxes, frankly. Okay, in any event, what happened in Arizona? This is a new wrinkle. This is unbelievable. The governor down there is a guy named Ducey. He's a Republican. He can't run for re-election. They have some kind of term limit. The front runner for the Republican Party is Trump on in heels. She is really, really bad news. She gets in, she will be Ilsa the she-wolf of the right. She will be very, very dangerous. We have a great candidate, Democrats, the Secretary of State down there, subject to threats all the time. She's a tough cookie. I really like her, and I hope she wins. But Ducey wants to stay alive. He wants to still be relevant as a Republican. And he did something that enraged the Trump people, because Trump called him to tell him not to certify the Arizona results that Biden won. And Ducey would not take the call. He just went ahead and certified, said, put him on hold. That was the high point of Ducey's career, his character, and his significance in history, the high point. The low point is Arizona gets a slug of COVID money. Well, we got a slug of COVID money too, Wisconsin. And, you know, there are fights there between the legislature and Evers over who spends it, but Evers, as the governor, has some decent authority on that. In Arizona, Ducey has now announced that he's going to use that COVID education money for anti-mask grants, only for schools without mask mandates. Now, that's frankly sick. I mean, let's suppose you said, okay, I'm imposing statewide mask mandates in schools. And if you don't follow it, you're not going to get any money. That would be harsh, but understandable. Then you could say, I am going to give money to all the schools, and I'm talking about certified schools, not fly-by-night schools, certified schools, public schools and private schools that are, you know, certified to be decent schools. And we strongly encourage masks, but if somebody doesn't have a mask mandate, oh, well, these kids have to be educated anyway. Okay. But to put in a provision that it will go to anti-mask schools, this is like, he can go around and say, well, I stuck it to Joe Biden. Joe's for masks. I'm not for masks. And, you know, bump off a few people. Most kids don't get COVID. And if they do, they're not all that symptomatic. That may be true, but there are kids who die. There are kids who die. And one very simple solution is obviously to vaccinate them. Another one is at least wear a mask. Kids cough all the time. They all go in. They have their masks on. It'd be great. Give them Walt Disney, give them Mickey Mouse and Goofy and Minnie Mouse masks. Very, very cool. Give a prize. Put a gold star on the neatest mask. I mean, there are a lot of ways to do this. They don't do it down there. They don't do it. I'll tell you some aberrant examples of this pathology. There was a town, it was either Kansas or Oklahoma, that passed an ordinance that said everybody in town, every household must have a gun. You do not have the option not to have a gun. Now, gun rights are great. Second Amendment is great. But for a town to mandate you must have a gun, I mean, people pointed out that was unconstitutional and it never went anywhere. Down in Florida, there are reports of it's a bar or some kind of a bar restaurant that will only let people in if they can show they have not been vaccinated. They have not been vaccinated. And in Wisconsin, we had a restaurant early on in the pandemic when Evers shut the state down in March of 2020. Early on, that would only let people in if they don't wear a mask. You couldn't wear a mask there. This pathology, you know, that's interesting psychological pathology. You know, if you stuck them on a couch and had Dr. Schmidtlap, you know, with a gray goatee and a monocle and all that, look at the guy, and you go, what kind of pathology is this that demands your debasement, demands your servility to some kind of a dogma that you don't fully understand that could kill you or hurt you badly? People still don't know what happens to COVID long haulers. You know, you can get neurological damage from COVID long term. There can be blood clots in your innards. What are your innards? Your liver, heart, kidney, your internal organs. And maybe you will and maybe you won't. Are you taking that chance? Why would you take that chance? What a stupid chance that is. This is what's going on in Arizona. This is for schools too. Ducey desperately trying to claw his way back into the affections of the Trump rabble down there is going, okay, I'm going to take Biden's money and I'm going to give anti-mask grants. And he thinks that's funny. And there's a handful of nuts who will go along with him. It's pathetic is what it is. Very, very sad. Extremely sad. And that phenomenon, psychological phenomenon, is all over the country. Mandating guns in households, excluding people who are vaccinated, excluding them if they wear a mask. Very sick. This pathology has got to end. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.